So what's on your mind? What have you been up to? It's been a month.
Well, this month we took a little bit of a break and spent a little time in Colorado. Things tend to settle down a little bit after New Year's, but essentially catching up a little bit, but things have been going well.
Business is good. How's Supernova?
I'd say aspects are good. We haven't really got rid of anybody, but we're trying to take some of the principles that work. Not necessarily getting everybody, we haven't gotten everybody scheduled, but just using scheduling, even on a smaller scale, just setting aside set time to talk to people, even if it's just for a short conversation versus playing phone tag all the time. Little stuff like that. We've been doing a lot of work trying to, I guess, kind of force through Morgan Stanley, kind of monitor our risk levels and things like that, and kind of clean up account profiles and outliers and things like that, which kind of overlaps with the orphan funds and things like that. So, still work to be done in terms of getting organized, but I think we're doing well. Cindy's doing a great job. That was a very smooth transition compared to what I thought it would be. So, but no, things are going good.
Okay.
Well, it helps that she's awesome. So yeah. There's that.
Can you guys hear me? Because I just have a screen in front. It says video preview, and it's just spinning, and it won't go away.
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
We can see you.
We can see you.
You're good.
Okay. Because I can't
see. We can see you.
You except for myself, which is weird.
Really?
And it just says waiting, and it's spinning, and it's just because it says video preview, join with video, join without video. So I hit the join with video, and it's just spinning.
Well, we can see you fine. You just can't see us.
Yep. I can see the outline because the one screen is like in front of just right in the middle of my screen. So I'm,
yeah.
Anyways, there we go.
Well, good. Well, Cindy, bring us up to date on how your adjustment has been to the team and where you are.
I think it's going well. I think I'm getting a little bit more confident in just going and reaching out to clients and answering questions and getting, and finding the answers and stuff to that extent. And being comfortable with, what would Keith or Kyle do kind of situation. So, which always kind of takes some time to build when you're starting new with somebody, but, I think it's going well. So, I don't have much else to say other than that. Sorry.
One of the things to do is to kind of review roles and responsibilities. I just went through this with a team in week three that just signed on, and so it sparks my interest in seeing if you guys have gone back and on roles and responsibilities to leverage your productivity.
I'll answer that. I think for me at first, I was just talking to Keith about this earlier, but for me at first, it was harder to shift the way I was thinking and let things go to Cindy and then let her follow up and say the, hey, they're done, or them get done without spending time checking on them, or, and then by worrying about it, you kind of end up doing it yourself. So it actually worked well, I think, one, because just coming in fresh, and two, having been a manager before, she's very clear on what the roles are. So if anything, she had to train me on what I shouldn't be doing. But I was telling Keith earlier, it's funny getting these emails of like, hey, this is done, this is done. I talked to so-and-so, this is, you know, just, it's different, you know. But as I'm getting used to it, you know, now I know it, once it disappears from my side, it will, it's not going away. It's getting taken care of. It's not.
Right. So that's your role as a financial advisor. How about your role as director of marketing?
We haven't done a ton of marketing. We've been using the MBAs and the financial planning tools. We had two referral meetings last week. One, I think, is likely one. The other, we're not sure yet. Those were per chance, but we haven't really. I mean, I'm trying to connect with the younger clients where I can. I can do more there, but I'm not really sure where how to tackle the marketing in terms of us doing that. But I do think we should go back and look at the website.
Hey guys, I think the echoing is probably from me for some reason because I can't mute and do some stuff. I'm gonna drop off and kind of join back in if that's okay.
Yeah, see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to drop and then I'm going to join back in.
All right. So if you remember, the roles and responsibilities were designed to raise your productivity in each area and hold yourselves accountable to each other rather than everybody hoping that somebody else or does something, right? The roles were director of planning, director of implementation, which is the investment process, as well as the liability management process, as well as the 24-month calendar. That's implementation. Director of brand management is, thank you, Sweetie. Director of implementation is in charge, or director of brand management is in charge of the Supernova process, as well as making sure that problems and issues get solved. So it's an operational as well as logistical role and responsibility. Director of marketing is the director of growth. That's the person that's responsible for growing the team and hitting the marks that you set for yourselves in terms of growth. And then director of leadership is the person that holds everyone else accountable and they help grow the team. So the difference between a manager and a leader, a manager gets things done through people. A leader gets people done through business. Okay. So the idea is that you are in charge of helping your team grow and reach their capabilities, whatever they are. So this makes you, and you know, if you had to report to a board of directors, this would be a good structure for you to have in your board meeting to report in on how the business was doing. Otherwise, you would simply say, we're a team of financial advisors. And this is the head of the team and you report in on your numbers. That would be all you'd really do, right? But in any organization, they will have a treasurer and they will have roles and responsibilities. And most teams don't. And so they look to me to help them get some structure so that they raise their productivity. Because there's a lot to do besides being a financial advisor. Otherwise everybody, you know, it's like when you coach kids, 5-year-olds in soccer, what they do is they all just run to the ball. How many have coached 5-year-olds in soccer? Anybody? It's a blast. It's like playing chess with humans. You move them around the board. I literally would pick them up and move them to where they were supposed to be. And then when they'd score a goal, I'd run up and pick them up. Over my head. It was great fun. So we don't want to do that with you guys, but we want to have roles and responsibilities. We all don't want to run to the ball. We want to be doing our thing while everybody else is doing their thing. And then we look at each other and say, did you do your job? And you go, yes, I did. And they look at you and go, did you do your job? And you go, yes, you did. I did more plans because you're holding me accountable. I did better plans, right? We have a better investment process because we have somebody in charge of it, not just sort of in charge of it.
Can I jump in here for just a second, Rob,
and sure, Ebony,
just make a quick observation? I think that, and Keith and Kyle, feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I think that adding Cindy to the mix is has been kind of a key component in helping to begin that shift where they feel comfortable, you know, assigning directors to these different, you know, necessary roles. I think the key is having, you know, Kyle and Keith are one part of it, but, you know, their support person is a crucial part of that and was going to, you know, need to take a crucial role. And I think part of it is being comfortable that the person that has to take that role is going to own it and own what comes with it. And I think I have seen a difference in their dynamic. And Keith will understand this when I say it, even though it may sound strange coming to you all, but the fact that Keith does not have to email me on things is a good thing, because that tells me he's in a place where he is developing trust and does not have to, you know, herd cats all day. He can actually breathe a little bit. Now, I listen to Kyle when he's in the office and he's actually doing what he's supposed to do, because Cindy, in a de facto way, did own a role of telling Kyle, this is what I do, this is what you do, you stay in your sandbox and I will stay in mine, and I'll let you know if we need to come and play together. But otherwise, you know, so I just wanted to make that observation, because to me, that's major. And you'd have to know just all the things that they have, you know, encountered up to this point. To me, that shows remarkable progress. So I just wanted to throw that attaboy out there, because I think it should be acknowledged. So that's it. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. And I will have to say that Kyle, I mean, even just in the last week, has gotten better about it. I love the tasks that he's been assigning to me. And so that's been, and it's exactly what I've been asking him to do. So that's great. Good job.
What's happening?
No, that's great. That's great. So, so do you guys have roles and responsibilities in terms of the, what we call the 5-star model, or shall we make that the assignment for next month?
I think the three of us talking about it more in depth would be a good idea. I mean, I feel I own the planning. Keith and I work together on the investments, him more so the decision, me more so the numbers, I think, depending on the situation, both have our different ways of adding to that. But, you know, brand and marketing, I don't think is our strong suit, you know, whatever the meeting we had recently about marketing, where if your website says .. it's the same thing as the next 6,000 advisors at Morgan Stanley. And that's pretty much what our website says, I think. So that's something to look at least. So when people hear the name, they can look it up and see something. So that's an area where I don't think we have a great foundation right now for new people.
I might add that I think we should revisit those roles, because with Cindy entering the mix, you know, we got new people involved that I don't know that they were ever assigned for each position in the first place. And now we got a new person involved. So I think we should sit down and focus and re-own those positions. So.
Awesome. That's great. And Cindy, you are an organization and structure type of person from our last conversation. So I think you'll value this as much as anyone. So I'm encouraged by that, Keith. Thank you. So just to remind, Director of Planning is in charge of the planning process, the whole process, and sets the goals for the team. And the firm has been very good about holding you guys accountable to some of those goals and expects quite a bit out of you, which is good because, you know, that's where we do better. Plan to generate revenues. So out of those revenues, what are we going to do? That's the implementation. And what you want to do versus what other people do is they tend to just pick the low-hanging fruit from a financial plan. And what you want to do is set up an agenda, which is what happens when you don't finish all the tasks. You create a list of things that need to be done. That's the agenda. That's what the 12-4-2s are supposed to be. So when you do your regular monthly calls, you have an agenda for that individual, which were all the items that you didn't get to when you did the financial plan, plus, whatever else is customized for them. So that is the director of implementation. Also, in terms of organizing and structuring your marketing effort, it begins with the 24-month calendar of topics that you're going to discuss on those 12-4-2s. And that is the director of implementation's role. So what is that 24-month calendar? What are we going to talk about next month? And who is it really specifically designed to benefit? Who's our perfect client for this? Long-term care may not apply to somebody with $8 million, but if somebody wants $1 or $2 million, long-term care is probably something they should consider. So that's the kind of conversation you guys want to have from the director of implementation. And then you can be very proud. Not only do we do planning, but we fully implement the plan through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to our problems, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. So that's your pitch of what you do in terms of service. So that brings us to brand management, which is really operations and service, which would be under probably Cindy. Maintaining the brand, who are you in the community? That's not marketing, it's brand management. It's making sure that the brand is upheld in terms of every client getting a great client experience. Solving the problems, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution to problems. And every client gets a phone call every month. So we do the 12-4-2 because that's our brand. Okay. And then director of marketing, that's the person in charge of growth that would incorporate your brand when it came to marketing. What do you look like in terms of your website? And does that look just like your LinkedIn site? Have you considered hiring a specialist to help you with internet marketing, which I think you've got the only one in the country, and you've got a tremendous advantage with your internal marketing people that help you with your marketing. And it's very inexpensive, but it's self-sustaining. I love it because it's self-sustaining. You do pay for it, but because you pay for it, you know that it's going to be there 2 years from now. And I get rave reviews. I recommend everybody hire one of your technology folks. And every time they hire them, everybody thinks it's fabulous. So Ebony can help you with that. And then the director of leadership's in charge of having a folder for each member of the team and meeting with them monthly and just simply discussing how they're doing in their role as a financial advisor, as a director of brand management, as whatever their role is and responsibility. How are you doing versus your goals? And how are you doing personally in your own personal development? Would you like to, you know, are you thinking about getting your CFP? Are you thinking about getting your SEMA? Are you thinking about something else? And that's personal and professional. You want to run a marathon, or you just, you know, you want to be healthier. And so that's the personal interest. And so the day of the annual review, where everybody gets a big surprise, are over if you do this role of leadership right. Everybody would love to have this, but it's hard to do because it takes time. But if you're willing, you know, if you're not willing to put in the time to take care of your own team, then where's your time going? You know, that what's more important than the development of your teammates? And that's why I recommend to Ebony and people in Ebony's position to do 12-4-2s with the leaders of every one of her teams. Okay. You may not be able to do it with every FA in your office, but you could certainly do it with every leader of a team and help them lead the teams and coach them. So that brings us to a complete circle of the 5-star model. It's a good model. It was designed because there was no model. There was nothing. It was just you're an FA and good luck. And then form a team and good luck. So we had to bring some structure to it. And this is the structure that, so it's in the Supernova Multiplier. There's a chapter on it in excruciating detail. And it's in the workbook and it's in other places. So that's your assignment and you should do well with that.
Yeah, just thinking out loud here, I think something that I'm realizing is the idea of Supernova as a whole is makes sense, but it feels like a really big pivot. So it's hard to stop reacting and switch to being proactive when you're still reacting. But I think at the end of the day, we just have to just break it into little bite-sized pieces and keep it simple and just chip it away. Like 500 people is 10 a week would be one contact a year. That's, you know, I don't know where I was going with that, but,
yeah, 100 clients is 5 contacts, a week. So if you have 50 clients, it's 2.5. So if you take 25, you know, that's just about 1 a week. So, excuse me, 1 a day. So you can, if you think about it, it's a 20 day month. So that's 20 clients, right? You talk to them every month. So 100 clients is 5 every day. And the scheduler sets it up so that you can talk. It automatically populates your calendar so that you're never doing more than one in-person review, one quarterly review, and the others are updates. Now our updates still include an agenda and executive summary, but they're briefer than the full-on review. Okay. So if you want to set it up for 50 clients, that's 2.5 a day. And then you can have Monday and Friday off and still complete that task. So you guys set up, that's why in the beginning we set up our ideal day. What's our ideal day first? And then we plug the clients into your day because it's your practice. You know, in the beginning it was their practice. You know, we're happy to get any clients and we'll talk to them whenever they want us to talk to them. Now it's our practice and we talk to them when it works. We're going to determine when surgery is. Okay. Now you can customize for certain clients if you want to, but it's your practice. And most people at a certain point in their career go, I don't like the chaos. I want to control my time. I'm happy to work a full 8 hours, but I don't want to be crazy. So I want control of my day. And if I want to take Friday and play golf, I want to have Friday to play golf. And then you just build your calendar around whatever you want as your life. And that's why people like it, because they get rid of the guilt and the chaos and the craziness that is the emergency room. You know, every day you go in and it's an emergency room. If you're not doing Supernova, you don't know what the heck's going to happen. You have a great plan and nothing, and you don't call the people you wanted to because you're so busy. Well, you've changed that for concierge practice where you have fewer clients and everything is structured and organized so that the clients are happier, you're happier, everybody's happier. But you got to be ready for that, you know. I always say, Edward Jones, if you want to, you know, you want to look at the other model, that's Edward Jones. 1,000 clients equals $1 million of business. So if you want to do 2,000, you want $2 million of business, you have 2,000 clients. You want to do 3 million, you have 3,000 clients. Now that's great, except when you go into a bear market and then everybody calls you. And you go insane. So that's not our, you know, that's not our business model, guys and gals. That's not our business model. So we chose a different business model, and you can take it down to the extreme, or you can, you know, have it 100 clients. You can take it down to 50, 70, 100, but more than 100 is hard. You're working, you're having 6 calls a day, or you're working Saturdays to just try and keep up with it. And most of us don't want to do that. I have 8 calls today. That's too many. Okay. So you got to control your time or it will get away from you. Now they're all important for me, but 8 is too many. You want to have about 5. And then you're prepared and you're not going crazy and you have time for lunch.
So 5 a day is the math for 100 clients once a month.
Right.
So 2.5 a day would be
50.
100 each for 2 people, for Keith and I.
Right. Yeah, if you had 50 each, that would be 2.5 each. 2.5 each day. I mean, it gives you plenty of time to prepare, you know. And once you get them set up with their folders and their schedule, I mean, my rack is filled. This is Monday. That's Wednesday. Okay, I work really 2 days a week hard. Work Thursday on my project, helping put more people of color into financial advisor seats, which I'm having a good time with. But, you know, and then Friday's golf and Saturday's golf. Fishing Sunday, maybe. It's good life. Anyway, okay. So you got your assignment? You good? Cindy, hold them accountable.
All right.
I'll do my best.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
and
you.
Matt, I got your email. I'll catch up with you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Keith, you look great.